Fashion magazines are under a lot of scrutiny for the distorted view of beauty they portray. Photo editors often significantly airbrush the imperfections of models and celebrities. There's growing concern this contributes to body image and other self-esteem problems in impressionable young girls. And then there's the advice they give girls to improve their body image. 17-year-old Alice Wilder found the advice in 17 magazine so silly that she decided to follow it for 1 month. She blogged about her experience for a group called Spark. Alice is a student at Northwest School for the Arts, where she spoke to us. So tell me, how did all this start?
Well, we heard about 17 collaborating with The Biggest Loser, which is this show that's kind of notorious for people getting yelled at and saying, you know, they had really unhealthy practices or people wouldn't drink enough water and, you know, would end up leaving the show with eating disorders. And so someone posted on our Spark Facebook group and we were like, this is horrible that this horrible, like, kind of destructive show is partnering with a teen magazine.
So how did the challenge go?
It was an adventure. The first week was my spring break and the first week was beauty. And so that ended up being kind of silly, like putting a ton of gel in your hair and like going to being ridiculous and thinking like, oh, this makeup, I look insane. And then the second week was fitness and health, which was probably the worst week for me because they had these diets that was like eat a fistful of macaroni and cheese with some broccoli. And like that was my lunch. And I was just like, the whole day, like all I thought about was food. And like I was turning down food, which I'm not one to turn down food from friends. And trying to remember to do these like sneak in workouts that they would tell you to do. And it was just like, it was not a fun week at all.
And now you've got a copy of 17 magazine here in your lap. Can you just open it up and maybe point out some images that you have a problem with and just tell me why you have a problem with them?
Sure. There's one particular one that I just did not like at all. And it's all about what are guys going to think about your selfies.
So a selfie is, it looks like, I'm looking at the page here, there's three images. It looks like a self photo using your phone.
Yeah, you just take a, like, turn the camera to yourself and are just, like, make a face and take a picture. And then it has guys giving analysis where they're like, this reads as trying a little too hard to look flirty. It'd be better if, you know, they're, like, giving all these girls constructive criticism. And it's just like, who says that, like, they took a picture to look good for you? You know, like, that's just frustrating me because it's like, I don't want to, like, make girls think that when they take a picture, they need to always be thinking about, like, what are guys going to think?
What did you learn from doing all this? What did you get out of it?
I think one thing that I noticed is that a lot of times the people who read 17 are not actually 17-year-olds, and they're a lot younger. And so girls my age might read it with, like, more of a critical eye, but I feel like I don't have the statistics, but I think a lot of the readers are younger girls, and so they read it, and it's like listening on your big sister's sleepover party, and they're like, oh, this is how I get a boy, or this is how I'm going to lose weight, and that's really damaging because you're having girls who are like 13 sitting, and you're telling them, you know, here's how to work out when you're in class, here's how to work out while you're brushing your teeth. They're like, do squats while you brush your teeth. Why are we telling that to 14-year-olds? And so that's something that I was just like, I didn't realize how bad it was.
All right. Alice, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Alice Wilder is a senior at Northwest School of the Arts. She also blogs for the Spark Movement.